check this out. This is Fresh Fit Out the China Man with the 2 Live Crew.
Yo, yo, what's up, y'all? It's me, DMC.
What's up, y'all? This is the Blunt Master P.
Yo, check us out. Chuck the Public Enemy.
Yo, what's up? This is DJ Yella from the world's most dangerous group.
What's up? This is DLC.
This is your boy, C. Murder.
This is Jerry Heller, motherfuckers.
This is your boy, DJ Paul KOL 365.
Young Busy Ball.
Vice One.
Yo, this is DJ Ready Brand.
What up, what up, what up? This is the real Rick Ross. You listen to me on the Murder Master Music Show.
This is a show that shows no limits, broadcast nothing but the real. Interviews with legendary artists, still got love for the underground feel. Rappers with records, reveal the addition of rappers that are coming up, get them put on. We need to the platform to fight the mainstream. This is the show that you need to be on. Hit up UGS for life on the screen and follow up Wizards.com. For all of your needs, production and mixing and mastering, graphics, and download the time. Check out the archives and touch with the shows. Plenty of content for you to get through. Everything free to download and stream. Oh yeah, we deserve the real review.
Unstoppable, we beat, we fight, our bitch, we represent. All them killers on the mic, and we should love to all your fans.
I'm a man-made guy, crazy knocking all you rappers off. It's underground society, it's curious of life, dog. Hip-hop ain't dead, represent for the legend. Rapping mumble rappers, so we sitting on the head. Two pocket beats, dreaming, thank you for the bliss. It's a murder master music show, free the homie gangster bro. I see these rappers on the streets, I got my job about to blow. Stay up on that raw shit, uncut street shit.
Keep it
up
forever, bitch, we coming in strong. I see you feeding for the show.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's your boy Perez. Welcome to Murder Master Music Show. This is episode 724. We got a guest tonight, a Midwest veteran MC, man, one of the dopest lyrical cats I know of. Man, I first got a hold of his music back in the Murder Dog days. Reviewed some of his earlier projects. And, man, he comes out of Wichita, Kansas. I'm talking about the one and only Ballistic. Ballistic, how you doing, brother?
Yeah, I'm doing great, man. Glad to be here. How you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing pretty good, man. You know, 2020's been a motherfucker for all of us. How have you and yours been doing so far?
Shit, business has been good. You know, musicians don't really care about this COVID crap, you know. We just want to get out there and make music. So business has been good, but I had a whole bunch of shows set up because I'm getting ready to start a promo for this new album I'm dropping, and all the shows got canceled. So that's the bad end of it.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. The bad end is, you know what I'm saying, the show part of it. You know, you run a studio, right? You got a lot of people that still want to record, I would imagine.
Yeah, absolutely. There's a lot of talented people here in the Midwest, and I service the majority of the professionals here. So, yeah, we do a lot of music. We stay busy here.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. Now, you know, like I was saying at the beginning of the show, you know, you go back quite a ways, you know, Wichita, man. When did you get your start, man?
I put out my first album in 1999. It's called Oppress No Longer. So I've been doing this. I was 19 years old back then, you know. So I've been doing this for over 20 years, and I, you know, never stopped, never gave up, you know. And we here. We still doing what we love 20 years later.
Yeah, I reviewed that classic album, man. Matter of fact, we're going to play a song off that tonight. I got a track, Nature of Man. That's one of my favorites you've done. Pretty deep story on there, you know what I'm saying, where you kind of got into some trouble. What happened with that song? Is that real life shit? Or?
Yeah, that's 100% true shit, you know, and it tells three different stories that went down. Well, two different stories, and then, you know, how they came together to be the third. But basically, one story, you know, the first verse is talking about, you know, one night I'm just, you know, partying with my homies, and the phone rings, and I pick it up, and it's some dude tripping. And, you know, he's talking shit, telling us to come where they at. So we, you know, load up and go where they at and get into it. And then the next story is the very next night, actually, we went to another party. Well, no, actually, the next day I got into a fight with somebody and beat them up at their house. And then the next night we went to a party, and that dude was there with a bunch of his friends. And one of my homies, you know, told me, hey, they're here, they're tripping, they got guns. I'm like, okay, whatever, I'll be back. So we go, you know, grab some shit, we come back, and then, you know, you got to listen to the song to hear what happens. But, yeah, it's all 100% factual. That whole album was my autobiography up to that point in my life. I was 19, 20 years old, and yeah, that whole album is just my autobiography. That's why it sold so well. I'm still getting checks from that album, you know, 20 some years later.
Yeah, I mean, it was something that stood out, and especially it really put Wichita on the map because, you know, we heard the Kansas City rappers, the Kansas City, Kansas rappers, but we never heard anybody from Wichita until that point. Were you one of the first, or was there anybody before you?
Yeah, there was a group called Da Noize before me that, you know, they were from Wichita and surrounding areas, and they were actually signed to Sony. And then we had DJ Hard, who was a pretty big DJ back in the late 80s, early 90s. But as far as, you know, this kind of rap, I mean, this kind of hip, you know, music, I was definitely one of the first, if not the first.
Yeah. I remember getting a CD in the Murder Dog box, and you know, I put it on, and I made contact with you fairly quick because I was so impressed with the music. You know, I was like, wow, this dude is super talented. And shortly, a couple years after, didn't you do some stuff with MTV?
Yeah, I performed at MTV Spring Break 2006 with DJ Legacy, who was an MTV DJ. He put me on with him. We performed on the beach, and we performed in Club La Vila, which is the largest club in the United States. Yeah, I was 26 at that time. It was crazy.
Now, yeah, at that time, you know, you had already been in the game for a while, you know what I'm saying? You had some projects out. When you got the call to say, hey, I'm going to be performing on MTV, what was going through your mind, and were there other opportunities that were to come out of that?
Yeah, man. When I first, you know, I'm a skeptic at heart. So, you know, I never believe anything until it comes to fruition. You know, so I was just always like, yeah, well, I'll believe it when it happens. You know, but when it actually happened, man, I was just like, you know, finally, I felt like, you know, I felt like that was going to be the turning point. And finally, I was going to, you know, get the shine that I deserved. And it, you know, it did definitely help me get a lot of attention, but it didn't really turn into more opportunities. You know what I'm saying? I wouldn't say that, you know, many more opportunities came straight from that, but it definitely got me a lot of attention.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. And, you know
it's,
coming from
what's
Wichita,
crazy,
that's
got to
be the biggest thing.
Well, what's crazy is the people that I went and performed with and stayed with for the whole time we were there, one of them ended up being the guy that founded Justin Bieber, Scooter. You know, he's still his manager to this day. And the other dude I was with is Kenny Hamilton, who was Bieber's head bodyguard, you know, and just how it always is. You know, I have a 19-year-old son named Damian Styles, who is the truth, you know, and I reached out to them a while back, you know, when he was still young, like 10 years old, because he's been doing music since he was 5. And, you know, of course, they never even respond, you know. Like, I've worked with so many people that have, you know, made it to the top, and then that's exactly how they are. They just act like they don't even know you.
Yeah, you ain't lying, man. We've had many on this show that started acting like that. You know, it's like we'll interview somebody, and nobody interviewed him really for a long time prior to that. And then they'll get interviewed by other people, and then they'll forget about us. I mean, that happens on rare occasions, man. For the most part, there's good people out there. But you're right, man. There's a lot of douchebags in the industry, for sure. But your son, you know, fast forward a little bit. Okay, so your son, at what point, you said he started getting into music at the age of 5. When was this?
Yeah, 2005. Like, he was, by the time he was literally born in the studio. Like, so by the time he was 5, he was making beats. He was recording me. He knew how to run the whole studio. He was writing his own lyrics. Like, he's the truth. Damien Styles.
Yeah, we need to have him on here too, man. I want to chop it up with him because I've interviewed so many, sons of different rappers like Lil Infamous, Lil Busy Bone, and the talent carries over. You know what I'm saying? Imagine that's what happened here. You got to be proud.
Yeah, absolutely. He is amazing. He just recently moved out to L.A. and he's living the life, man. 19 years old, living in L.A., making music, loving life.
Wow, are you going to go out there and pursue anything with him, or are you pretty much holding it down in Wichita?
The goal is to eventually have someone run NLR Studios here in Wichita, and then me go and open a new one, you know, in LA if that's where Damien is, or wherever you know the best opportunity is. So yeah, I'm trying to, you know, I've been here at NLR Studios in Wichita for the last 7 years, and you know I have an intern right now that I'm training, so hopefully, you know, soon I'll be able to open a second location somewhere in a bigger city.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Well, you know, you've been definitely, I mean, longevity, you know, 20-something years now in the game, a couple decades under your belt. You know, when you look back at your career, what are some of your favorite moments?
Definitely the MTV Spring Break thing. Then, you know, I also performed at the Mike Tyson Lennox Lewis fight in Memphis. And,
oh, really?
Mike Tyson was my idol, so it was a dream come true. And after the fights, Jamie Foxx had an after party, and, you know, we were there. Kid Capri was the DJ. He spun my shit. Like, I mean, anybody was there. Actors, actresses, models, athletes, singers, rappers, dancers, you know. So it was crazy.
Wild.
No, it was real wild. We were only like 20, 21. And, you know, a couple of the people that were with me couldn't handle. They were starstruck, acting like fools. I'm like, man, y'all better get it together. Act like you belong here.
Yeah, act like you're in the right place. Yeah, that fight too, man. I never thought it would turn out the way it did, man. Tyson kind of got the business from Lewis, man.
Yeah, I know, bro. That was sad.
Yeah, that was a rough one for Mike, but he took it like a champ, man. What do you think of him getting ready to fight Roy Jones, man? I love that shit.
Yeah, I love it too. The only thing that sucks about it is that you can't. They did, you know, outlaw the knockout. So, but I don't. I just don't think that Mike Tyson can pull his punches in the heat of the moment. So somebody's getting knocked out anyway.
Yeah. Tyson ain't gonna. I already. Even Roy said the same thing. It's like, I already know he's coming at me. So, it's crazy because, you know, I never would have thought Tyson would have come back from the dark place he was at. Not only, you know, mentally, but physically. I mean, he's back in great fighting shape for a 55, 54-year-old man, you know?
Oh, yeah, he still got it, for sure.
Yeah, I would have wanted one of them body shots. No way.
No way. Uh-uh.
You know, you're coughing up something. But, hey, let's go to one of these dope tracks you sent me, man. Let's go with the Players Club first, man. Why don't you tell us about this one?
Yeah, so I'm doing a new album called Nothing But Classics, where I'm remaking some of my favorite tracks from the 90s. You know, we're completely redoing the beats and everything, you know, but, you know, keeping it to sound like the original. You know, so we've got, it's going to be like 15 to 20 tracks, but anybody, you know, any 80s babies, 90s babies, it's going to take you back to the good old days, you know, where music made you feel good, you know, but with that 2020 flow though, you feel me? So this first track, Players Club, is, you know, my version of Players Club by Rapping Forte. Shout out Forte. I've actually produced a couple songs for Forte. You know, it's cool. The people that I listen to when I first started to want to be a rapper, I've had in my studio. You know, I've had SIBO in here, I've had Kevin Gates in here, I've had Moby Dick from Beats by the Pound in here, I've had Lil Flip in here, Lil White, you know. So I grew up to work with the people that I respected and people that made me want to do this. But this song is featuring my boys here from Wichita, Young Ado and Fetty Chico, and Wild Bill on the beat.
Here you go. We'll be right back.
Hey, checking in, checking out. You know where we at, man? NLR, we at the Players Club. Hey, Ballistic, what's that dude up? Mad Dash. Hey, check it. Hey, put start, no key in. Put money in your crew, you gotta make sure your V's and Nick. Don't get blackballed, cause bitches fall out when your money stacked that tall. Moet, Rose, Ace of Spades. I'll take the Don P with the mask and the cube stakes. Trying to season up the game. Swear if he don't make the list, cut him off after entry thing. And give my man Scott Dogg a no chase. When you fucking with the fools, you get no face. Suckers can't stomach, but they got a face. Patio smoke break, thick coals in the base. Doing a bunch of freaky shit. Fuck one good time, peace signs, I don't need the bitch. I'm back on 35, putting last night's bitch in a blunt stick and I'm getting high. This at 1979, don't miss the white walls and don't forget the tire shine. Goosebumps, I told her I was from the dub. Fuck with NLR at the Players Club. Me and my homies, we tied it in the glove. Chop a lot of game, is how we do it at the Players Club. Check the pool, or kick the tub. We kick much ass at the Players Club. Me and my homies, we tied it in the glove. Chop a lot of game, is how we do it at the Players Club. Check the pool, or kick the tub. We kick much ass at the Players Club.
More champagne, Mr. Ballistic.
From day one, I had to get my money right. Me ate a Wild Bill, we took an airplane flight, huh? They want to see me perform. My skills are out of the norm. Put up the cash and new life records was born. Yeah, we living life right. Party every night. So many people want to be you in the limelight. Told them we won't stop and we'll never quit. 20 years later doing the same shit. Basement full of players, fedoras and alligators. Members only, so everybody got a lot of paper. Women top notch without tops. Serving top scotch, get your socks knocked off. A lot of dimes, nothing less than a nine. Every ride outside, 100 G's are better. Welcome only with an invite. Bitches and skin tight skirts. In the pimps and pinstripes of furs, guaranteed to get your money's worth. From Dove K to the Bay, shout out Forte. Take off your shoes, relax and get a body rub. They shoot your Mac and XC swimming at the Players Club.
Me and my homies, we tied it in the glove. Chop a lot of game, is how we do it at the Players Club. Check the pool, or kick the tub. We kick much ass at the Players Club. Me and my homies, we tied it in the glove. Chop a lot of game, is how we do it at the Players Club. Check the pool, or kick the tub. We kick much ass.
Kicking back, smoking blacks with my feet up. A bitch can't chill unless she hand a feed up. My nigga 8-0, popping bottles of rose. You know how I'm getting down here mixed with Jose. It's only right that we keep some hoes around. When you come to the Players Club, it's going down. Niggas getting key, betting hundreds on the dice. Come to the Dub Town, you know we ain't nothing nice. I'm old school like Pro Clubs and Wallabies. Get me on the mic and niggas spitting policy. Tell Ballistic, pass a blunt, he's trying to hog the weed. I buy my own zip, don't trip, I'm getting treat. We kicking game, from the Dub, back to the Bay. It's only right that we remix this Forte. We kicking game, from the Dub, back to the Bay. So it's only right we remix this Forte. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? We ain't doing nothing but a bunch of players sitting over here, man. You know what I'm saying? Put your cuffs up, roll that weed up. You know what I'm saying? Knock you a bitch and
Me and my homies, we tied it in the glove. Chop a lot of game, is how we do it at the Players Club. Check the pool, or kick the tub. We kick much ass at the Players Club. Me and my homies, we tied it in the glove. Chop a lot of game, is how we do it at the Players Club. Check the pool, or kick the tub. We kick much ass.
Forte himself's got to appreciate that one. Did you let Forte hear that?
Not yet. When the project is done, I'm going to send it to him. When I first started doing this project, the goal was to do these songs and send them to the original artists and get them on it. But I think, you know, that if I can do this and make it pop, then they'll come a lot easier, you know.
Yeah, definitely, man. You know, it's something how you captured not only, I mean, because a lot of guys, man, when they try to redo the music, they don't get it right, man. You really captured the essence of that song.
Yeah, that's Wild Bill on the beats, man, you know, and I'm taking my time with this and doing it right because, you know, I think it has the potential to do some damage, you know. So I definitely am doing 100% my best in showing respect and homage to the original artists and, you know, making it, you know, because some of these songs, you know, you got to have some big balls to remake. So, you know, I definitely am giving it my all and making sure that it's worthy of a remake.
Yeah, absolutely. You got some other ones that, you know what I'm saying, you're going to do as well that you really wanted to do?
Yeah, you should play the Po' Pimp. Did I send that to you?
No, you sent me the Juicy. I can't wait to hear that, though.
Okay, yeah, you can play that one, too. That's one of the ones I was talking about where you got to have some big balls.
Yeah. Yeah, let's go right into that motherfucker right there, and then
yeah,
if
do
you
that.
Want, man, you know, yeah, send that for me. And I'll see if I can get it loaded up. All right, here we go. It's Juicy by Ballistic, right here on the Murder Master Music Show, UGSforLife.com.
Yeah, song is dedicated to everybody that was there in the beginning. Been a long road. Yeah.
It was all a dream. I used to read Source magazine. LL. Friday on TV Raps, Tupac and Biggie Smalls. I let my tape rock till my tape pop. Smoking weed in Philly's bottom all, now they out of stock. Way back when I had the boo-boo jacket with a beanie to match. Always a 9 on my back. Remember Master P, make them say, you never thought rap would take over everything under the sun. Been in the limelight, now I'm in the back. The secret weapon on the track. Had to get paid, studio in my own name. North Center, the opposite of a winner. Remember when I used to eat nothing but TV dinners. Pizza, Milan, Brim, Fry, J, Weed. Never blew up like you thought I would. Caught a crib, same number, same hood. It's all good. And if you don't know.
About right there, Ballistic. And we got to get that Poe Pimp. Check that out. Man.
Yes, sir.
Yeah,
you
that's
digging
what I'm
it?
Saying. You're doing them justice, brother. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Thank you.
Do you, now we got some stuff here from 94, you know what I'm saying, 96, 90, you know, did you go back any further than that, like into the 80s at all, or do you keep it all in the 90s?
I think the oldest one we did was probably Crucial Conflict, Hey. I think it's pretty much 90s.
Yeah. Hell yeah, man. That's what I'm talking about right there. What gave you the idea to want to do this?
Well, it started out like, because one of my favorite songs in the world is by Cuban Link, and it's called Life Goes On. And, like, I've been going through a lot of personal shit, so that song, like, I just related to that song so much that I wanted to redo it. So that's how it started, by doing that remake. And then the idea just grew from there.
Oh man, I like when that happens, man, when they do it justice. My brother D-Tag, we had him redo a couple beats. He does stuff with Gangster Nip, and man, he nails it. He goes for that essence of that particular sound, whether it be G-Funk or Horrorcore, whatever it is. And
right.
He nails it, man. It's always good to hear dope remakes like that. When's this dropping,
yeah,
bro?
Appreciate it.
Yeah, when are you dropping it?
Well, I got, I think, 5 songs left to write. So I'm trying to get it done in the next month, definitely in the next 2 months.
Yeah. Hell yeah, man. Well, I'm glad we were able to preview a couple of these tracks. We got this Poe Pimp. I just got it queued up. We're going to go to it here in a second. Now, what about, you was doing the hip-hop hippie movement, too, for a while. You still doing that stuff?
Man, that's truly the music that I want to do, but it's just so hard keeping a band together, you know, because there for a while, I had an 8-piece band, you know. I had 2 guitar players, a bass player, a DJ, a drummer, 3 female singers, and a male singer, and then I did all the rapping, you know. And which is what I need, you know. I need that big of a production to pull off the music that I'm trying to do, you know. So we got 4 or 5 songs recorded as a band, and then we, you know, split up. So no, right now I'm not really doing that. I do have a new project that I'm working on called SOP, Sons of Propaganda. And it's some live band shit, but it's like Rage Against the Machine type music.
Oh, there you go. Hell yeah. Oh, man, that's needed right now, ain't it?
Hell yeah.
Substance, you know what I'm saying, rebellion. That's what music is about, you know? Not
exactly.
All this bullshit we hear on the radio all the time, you know, with no substance at all. You know, you've
exactly.
always had a story and a message, you know what I'm saying, in your music. How important is that for you as an artist?
That's the most important thing, you know, is like that, because that's the reason why I make music, you know. Music is
yeah.
therapy to me. It was always, you know, I never was the type to talk to people, you know, so I had to get my shit out one way or another, and music was always the way. So, you know, I don't write music to, you know, so, you know, sometimes I'll be in a party mood and write a party song, you know what I'm saying? I ain't saying that, but for the most part, I do real life music. And if you listen to my music, you'll feel and understand what I was feeling and going through at the time that I wrote it, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. And that's when you're able to do that, when you're able to hit someone in the chest and they can relate to it, that's when you know you've done your job. For sure. Let's give him this Poe Pimp right here. Man, kind of
yeah,
break
this
down this one, man.
This is featuring my man Hollywood Dre. Shout out to the Glue to the City Mob, you know, and my man DV, who's in Sons of Propaganda with me, and my boy Smalls, who I got in the studio right now with me, singing the hook, doing that Johnny P, you know what I'm saying? Just wait till the ending.
Definitely, definitely. We'll be right back with Ballistic, man, to chop it up some more. Don't go nowhere.
Yeah, Yeah.
Y'all know who the fuck it is?
Y'all know who the fuck it is?
It's Hollywood.
It's Hollywood. It's Hollywood.
And you know I'm about to talk
so
crazy.
Let's stick with that dude on my fucking
class. Yo, let that motherfucker ride a little bit. Let that motherfucker ride, man. I'm gonna jump straight to it. Look, this is what I tell him. Check. Look, hey. It's the H, double L Y Dub, double O D, Hollywood. Yeah, all the bad bitches know me. What that do though? You who ho? I see you looking, but what's the move though? Hop in the back of the flat, XTF, and we can groove though. We groove slow while sliding in this flat, blowing good drunk. Wood back to back, and I'm sipping off a good foe. That's your wife? Well, I know her as a hood ho. Pull to the back of the shop and got head outside the hood store. Then old girl called, told her baby, yeah. I gotta go. Split out west and grab that drink. Now it's time to pump. Left the corner store, I seen this badass Shella hoe. She said, can I ride? I said, baby, let's go. My,
do you wanna ride in the backseat of a
blessed to be in the VIP, a new life and me, longevity. Spin bars open up to be felonies. My melodies make you weak at the knees. SWV, invest in me, NWT. It's payday, A day. Buy what we want, no lay away. Pave the way for me to make back without robbing the bank or any other thoughts I think of. Fight take tough, my pain touch it deep down. That's why the ladies wanna be down. Put the beat down, then beat to the street. How wonderful it is to be me now. Pull up in the beast pound. Moving underground classic, fabulous for the masses. We make music for the addicts and fanatics like us. Mike's I bust like nuts. Back to the women though, looking for somebody unforgettable. Bit of bull, independable, take a founder. Some a crowner, smoke a loud wherever we go. In the photo, low, low, with a logo. That's promo everywhere we go. Let the people know about new life. Red and blue lights always wanna play hate, so we gotta put the things away. Till it's time to play another day. Put the blood away too. We in Kansas on the way to Cali. Me south, the start slow sipping. While the fellas keep home pimping.
Do you wanna ride in the backseat of a Cadillac? Chop it up a new line. Do you wanna ride?
That a split name from the mouth of the dopest shit. To get the host up, be choking, dick and sipping coke and shit. You know I gotta tell him pity lies. Get a stuck up in the city light. Yeah. Telling me I got some pretty guys. I don't care, bitch. Call me careless, suck a bear dick. Now she call me a shitty guy. Bitty vibe, but you gotta decide. You don't flatter me or saddle me right. But if that'll be right, if you wanna hit, then let me put it in. Let me hit again. I cannot pretend I got my salary right. So baby girl, you gotta buy that. You need to give me five back. Cause I gotta buy five sack. Give it to me quick, cause I gotta split. Gotta get the dough, tell the hoe that I'll be right back. Damn, motherfucker, where my ride at? Lucas on the other side of the road, trying to come up on another key. I don't wanna be the only motherfucker standing underneath. Another beat of the marijuana leaf. We study P-I-M-P-ology, but logically, we learning these hoes biology. Obviously,
well,
new life. Ain't this some shit? Pulled up in an I-M-P-A-L-A-N-L-A. Goose is great, drinking blues away with Mary Jane. Talking about everything under the sun. Let's have some fun, roll another one, and let's get the job done.
Do you want to ride in the backseat of a Cadillac? Chop it up with new.
Banking right there, man. You know what I'm saying? These guys are professional. If you want something like that, you want some production, you got to get at them. know what I'm saying? You want them on a track, you want them to spit some heat rocks like that, you got to get at them. Ballistic, man, do you do a lot of work with cats, you know what I'm saying, like overseas?
I do a lot of work with these Egyptian cats that are from Egypt. You know, they own a lot of clubs around here, and they got a lot of money, so I've been doing a lot of music with them. They're some of my clients. As far as other than them, not really. I was born in Jordan, and I'm just now starting to find some of my family out there. So I'm trying to, you know, do some music with some people out there. But, you know, my circle stays pretty tight, you know. On the project, I know one person you'll know that's on the project is Swoop. You know, me and Swoop started out making music together in 99. We were the Tri-State Clique, me, him, and Mylon Brim. Shout out Mylon Brim. You know, we're still making music together. I had to get him on the album too. So he's on the Selly Cell It's Going Down Tonight remake.
Now, did you and Swoop ever put out an album, the Tri-State Clique, or the EP?
Oh yeah,
we
put out three albums. This was back in MP3.com days. We were the number one selling artist on that bitch for like 27 weeks.
Like pre MySpace or right around the same time, yeah.
Yeah, that was before MySpace, before all of that, you know, and
before social media was even a thought, yeah. That shit's crazy.
Yeah, long time ago.
Yeah. Well, Ben, I tell you what, this project here that's coming out, man, you're doing a hell of a job. We heard three of these bangers off of this. We're going to leave here with one of your classics, you know what I'm saying, Nature of Man, of course. But before we do, I want to make sure to give you the floor so you can let people know about whatever projects you got coming out or give them your social media info if they want to get, you know, production from you or features, you know what I'm saying? So
you know, it's Ballistic, B-I-L-I-S-T-I-C. You can look me up on any platform. You know, the record label is New Life Records. The studio is NLR Studios, obviously New Life Records Studios. Follow me on YouTube, Ballistic, a channel, and then also The Insomniacs. That's my video production company, you know, because I have a recording studio, but I also have a video production company. So we do music videos, you know, movies, recording, anything. So if you need any kind of production, you need any mixing or mastering, you don't have to be in my city, you know, just hit me up at nlrstudios@gmail.com. Like I said, look me up as Ballistic. I'm on Spotify, Pandora, iTunes, everywhere. B-I-L-I-S-T-I-C, New Life Records.
Definitely, definitely. Now, this one here we was talking about at the beginning, you know what I'm saying, it's a classic. This is Nature Man off your debut album. What, you said it dropped, Press No Longer dropped in 99?
Yeah, it dropped in 99. The original copies came out in 99. You know, I went through this company called Press A Demo at the time, and you know, got started out with just 100 CDs, you know, and then used that money from those, you know, I made $1,000 off those CDs. So then I turned around and invested that $1,000 into 1,000 CDs from disc makers, and then that turned into 5,000 and then 10,000, and then, you know, back then I had distribution on this album, so we were in all Sam Goody's, all Best Buys, all Tower Records, all over the world. So, like I said, I'm still getting checks from this album 20 years later. So, yeah, make sure y'all, you know, I don't care what you're listening to, old or new, just make sure you're listening. Ballistic, New Life Records.
Definitely, definitely. Dan, one of the dopest from the Midwest, and I'm glad we were able to get you on the show, man. Let's do it again sometime. This is Ballistic, Nature Man. We're out.
Killer of man's pride. It's sad that everybody wanna be bad. It's sad that everybody gotta get mad. business. When the phone rings and the voice on the other end says, who is this? I said, this is ballistic. And may I ask who's calling? He said, no need to know my name. Just know in a minute, we gonna be brawling. I start to laugh and said, I don't think you want that. He responded by saying, this is real life punk, not one of your raps. Let's get it on. And then he hung up the phone by saying, Sarah knows the location, so grab your straps and come get you some. I turn my attention to my boys now and let them know it's time to put in work. Grab the max of the brown flag and let's go. With no hesitation, they jump up to go fight some people we don't know. Yes, that's why they call it Click, Pure Don Loco Body, yo. So we arrive to where we thought we're supposed to be, but it ended up being the wrong dude, so I said, let's just leave. But it was too late. The talking was on. One of the folks walked down the stairs and we thought he was gonna fight Sloan. But as soon as he was within 10 feet, he started blasting another one clip and put in another. Ain't nobody laughing. My sister's pregnant in the car with a bullet hole by her side. So we regroup, run back to the house, race the straps and bust with brown pride. It's sad that everybody wanna be bad. It's sad that everybody gotta get mad. It's funny how everybody wanna be the toughest, gotta be the roughest. Go ahead and bump this. I'm just speaking that realness. Everybody give up on the second even feel this. It's the nature of man. Don't wanna be down the ride. The number one killer of man is pride. It's sad that everybody wanna be bad. It's sad that everybody gotta get mad. It's funny how everybody wanna be the toughest, gotta be the roughest. Go ahead and bump this. I'm just speaking that realness. Everybody give up on the second even feel this. It's the nature of man. Don't wanna be down the ride. But the number one killer of man is pride. Kicking it at a party, trying to relax. You know the deal. Trying to get away from the drama. Find a spot where we can just chill. And it's going good for about an hour. But then suddenly, someone says that dude you fought last night is here with three of his homies. I smile and say so, and he said, but he's got a gun. Well, then I'm going to my house. I'll be back soon, and we will have some fun. So now we head up to the crib to pick up the strap, but throw away 380 so I can bust and toss and not be in a trap. On the way back to the party, I'm thinking this world is sad. Nobody can fight this squash the beef anymore. Instead, they stay mad. What happened to the good old days when men fought with Donna? They didn't have to worry about beating somebody up and becoming a goner. So we pull back up in the parking lot, and what do I see? That fool is loading up his rifle, so I blast from the Jeep, then hop in a ride with Casper, and we start to take flight. Then 3 blocks down the road, a car pulls up, and I'm seeing a scary sight. An AK pointed at a car, then buck, buck, boom, 2 shots from 3 feet away. You know that's not much room. They came in the door, beat Casper's face, then went in the dash. Once we see everyone's okay, we load up the straps and match the gas. Let's get that gas. Yeah. Everybody wanna be bad, it's sad that everybody gotta get mad. It's funny how everybody wanna be the toughest, gotta be the roughest. Go ahead and bump this. I'm just speaking that realness. Everybody capable of taking even feel this. It's the nature of man, don't wanna be down the ride. Cause the number one killer of man is pride. It's sad that everybody wanna be bad, it's sad that everybody gotta get mad. It's funny how everybody wanna be the toughest, gotta be the roughest. Go ahead and bump this. I'm just speaking that realness. Everybody capable of taking even feel this. It's the nature of man, don't wanna be down the ride. But the number one killer of man is pride. Don't doubt anything I said in the song, cause it's a true story. But it ain't always like this. You can't always come out on top with glory. It's funny what beef brings, cause in these two situations, there ended up being a dead man and a new friend. Gained life's manipulations. It's wild, cause after a while, the man in the first story ended up walking the wrong damn mile. He got caught for his actions and sent up the river. And as soon as he reached his cell, that man began to shiver. The cell and his cellmates were all decked out in brown, so he was dead within a day. Didn't know why, if you're from my town. But the shooter from the second story, the homie today. It just goes to show the effects of beef can go either way, either way. It's sad that everybody wanna be bad. It's sad that everybody gotta get mad. It's funny how everybody wanna be the toughest, gotta be the roughest. Go ahead and bump this. I'm just speaking that realness. Everybody capable of making even feel this. It's the nature of man, don't wanna be down the ride. But the number one killer of man is pride. I hope y'all feel the truth of this song and understand that it ain't worth it to have beef. Cause you never know what the outcome will be. Negative or positive, you never know. Think about it.